Today's Mishnah, Nesechet Yadayim, is Yadayim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So as we learned in our introduction, that even Stam Yadayim, even Benogea Chulin, if we're talking about the Achila of Lechem, or we're talking about actually something which is currently wet with one of the Shiva Mashkim, you would need to do Netilat Yadayim, and according to the Gra, you would make a bracha even on the Netilat Yadayim for wet things. And even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin that way, there are, of course, many that are knowing like the Gra. In any event, you certainly have to be very careful, which people really are not aware of. You need to be very careful to definitely wash your hands before eating something which is currently wet, even if it's wet, not in a place where you're touching it, which is currently wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin. So now, what is the shiur? First thing we'd like to know, what is the shiur of water for that is usable for Netilas Yadayim? Now, before we begin, let me just point out to you that the dinim of the shiurim are actually, in a sense, rather arbitrary applications that the Chachamim made to the Netilas Yadayim. They don't have to make sense. And therefore, if the Chachamim were koveya different shiurim for different numbers of people, it does not mean it has to be prorated. And you'll see what I'm talking about in a moment. So don't expect it to necessarily make sense. Shiurim aren't meant to make sense. It's the way that we're koveya, kol shiurei chachamim kein. It's the way that we are koveya, what the halacha is, and how it works. So if you have a mei revi'it, that mei revi'it is good enough, notnim liyadayim, for one individual. And even for two individuals. Now, once again, remember that the mei revi'it that we're talking about over here are going to be used. There are three different netilas that are involved when we're talking about netilas yadayim. One of them is what is called, we don't do this anymore because our hands are generally clean, but one of them was called the first netila, which is there to wash off actual dust and dirt from your hands. And that was allowed to be taken out of the same revi'it as a brief spurt of water to get rid of an actual piece of dirt on your hand. Then you continue using the revi'it, and then you have to bring water for what's known as the mayim shniyim. Why do you need mayim shniyim? You'll notice that that's what we generally do. Right? We wash one hand and then wash the other hand and then go back and rewash the first hand and rewash the second hand. So why do we do that? Because remember that the water that touches the hand actually becomes tamei itself. And it's considered, once it touches stam yadayim, which are tamei, it is considered to be mayim, which would be themselves tameim, and would be chozer to be metame, the things that you're touching with them, or if they're touching other parts of yadayim that have not yet been washed, they would be metame those other parts of the yadayim. But how, you ask, could there be other parts of the yadayim? Ah, well, that's because when it comes to the shiur of Netilas Yadayim, what is considered to be your hands? We have a big machlokas, whereas when it comes to truma, what's considered to be your hands is up to the end of your wrist. When it comes to chulin, there are serious shitas that say that you only need mi'ikar hadin to wash your hands up to kishrei etzba'otav, which means only up to your knuckles. Now, if some of that water would be touching the parts of your hands that had not been washed, so then they would actually be open to becoming tame by that part of your hands and being re-metame your yadayim. So why doesn't this happen just when you wash with the first water? Because, as I said, the tilas yadayim is a concept that the Chachamim instituted. It doesn't have to make sense. It is the definition that they gave it. And then the Tiras Yadayim meant that if the water is done on the Yadayim the way it was meant to be done, then that is what is Machshir the Yadayim. As to, and what will be the effect of that water on other things? Fine, that doesn't change from the normal dinim of Tumah v'Taira. Once we considered them to be water that it could be Makabal Tumah, and we view your Yadayim as Tameis, so then, of course, they would still be Tame. So let's say you washed your hands, and the water from your hands falls onto the floor, and somebody else who has clean hands comes along and touches that water before he eats. He's going to have to rewash his hands. But now, let me ask you something else. Suppose your friend puts his hand underneath your hand as that hand is being washed, and the water from your hand falls onto his hand at the same time that it comes off of your hand. Well, then, believe it or not, his hands were yotzei netilas yadayim. You say, well, that doesn't make any sense. If the water came off of my hands and had it landed on the ground, it would have been metami somebody else's hands. How in the world can two people be noto yadayim from that same revius? That's not a question. That's the definition of the netila, that the water can be poured over the hands of two people, one holding their hand under the other. But no more than that, just two people. How about if you have a chatzilug of water? Oh, then you could have three people, or even four people. L'shlosha, o la'arba'ah. And how about if you have a full lug? You could have 100 people. What? No, you can't. Yes, you can. But it's not prorated. Doesn't need to be prorated. But it does need to cover your hand, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Absolutely. If it doesn't cover your hand, it's not a tilas yadayim. That's your problem. We're talking about the shear. If you've figured out a way to spread those molecules over your hand nice and thin, and you got 100 people that do it, that's fine with us. Albeit you may have some serious logistical problems, but we're not talking about people who don't have excellent laboratories to make it work, you know. So that would be the way to understand the beginning of the Mishnah. However,
there is something called underhanded people.
How long were you practicing that one, Marty?
About a full minute. I've been waiting for the open.
Well, okay, Churchill used to give it a whole day.
Let me just go on and rely on us to keep their hands clean. It just...
Okay, now, the way that I just explained it, however, is not the way that all of the Rishonim understand it. I'm going to actually start learning some of the halachas with you, but first let's finish the Mishnah. And others understand it, and this is, I think, did Agavi run away just in time that, okay, looks like, Ori, you're going to have to do the writing, sweetheart. Take your daddy's magic pen. Oh, look at that, he's there. Oh, okay. So, we've got a new concept here, which is called Shiarei Tahara. Shiarei Tahara is the leftover of the Mayim, which was considered to be the shear for the Netilas Yadayim. So that's the word that's used for anything that's left over from that original revius. It's useful for continued washing. So the way we explained it up until now, it meant it's useful for continued washing for somebody who puts their hand right under yours and collects the water that was coming off of your hand as it's flowing off of your hand. However, many of the Rishonim say Shiarei Tahara actually is leftovers from the revius. You washed your hands. You were very careful not to use the entire revius. Now somebody else comes along and says, hey, can I use the leftover water in your cup, in your natla? Sure, go right ahead. But there's no longer a revius. Oh, that's okay. It's Shiarei Tahara. And a revius, it says in the Mishnah, is good even for two people, not at the same time. And then when you get to the 100, it's good for 100 people. If you've got a full liter, let's say. So, basically, you're not going to be able to cover 100 people. Well, that's a problem. That's a logistical problem. We're not addressing the logistical problem. We've got two major shitas. I'm going to go over them when we do the halacha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. You can use water for all of those people only as long as the last guy has got himself a revius. But, I mean, if anybody doesn't have that revius, there's no din of shiare tara. You've got to have a revius at least anytime anybody uses it. And it doesn't matter how many people, because it's not kavua by the shiurim. I disagree. I mean, yeah, if you've got yourself a whole lug and the last guy's got himself a revius halug, then it's kosher. That's fine. Now, how about if you didn't manage to get that revius on your hands? Can you add more water and say, oh, some of my hand was still left dry? Can you go back and take more water and pour it out over the other area? No. You can add water on the shniyim. So now, remember, you now took additional water. You poured that water over the first water in order to take off the water that had been nitma by your yadayim. This is part of the takana, because otherwise that water would make the other water tameh. So, in this case, the Chachamim said, remember, this whole thing is talking about chulin, and therefore it's all a gezerah anyway. So we make it work out the way we want. So, you have to do the original netilah as one act of netilah. You've got to put your hands under that revius of mayim. If any part of your hands wasn't covered, you got to go back and get another revius and redo it. And in certain cases, you're going to have to dry your hands, which we'll talk about. But the mayim hashniyim, where you poured the water over some of your hand, but you didn't pour the water over all of your hand, that's not a takana of netilah. That is a logistical way of getting rid of the original mayim tmeim. So if you do that bit by bit, let's say you left one finger out, you can go back and bring more water and wash off that finger. You don't have to redo the whole thing. So you can always be mosifim al hashniyim, yes, but you can never be mosif al harishonim. You have to start with dry hands, usually, and pour it over again. Now, this is all very nice, except that the Rambam, as usual, sets out his own approach and says this is a total misunderstanding. There is no such thing as shiare tira. There needs to be a revius for anybody for the first netila. What this Mishnah is talking about is the second netila. And there, we said, how much water do you need for the second netila? That is notnim le'echad af lishnayim, because by the mayim hashniyim, you don't need a revius halug. But as far as the Rambam is concerned, you cannot do netilas yadayim unless you have a revius, period. And Rabbi Yossi says that even if these are the mayim shniyim, this is the way the Rambam would have to understand, that nonetheless, the netila itself of the mayim shniyim needs to also be from a revius, and the only difference is that the mayim shniyim can be added to, but don't think you can ever add to the mayim rishonim, which was not what we were talking about. This is how the Rambam learns it, so it's completely different from the shitas that we just explained. And the Gra is yet another approach, that the mei revi'it, or the lug, you can give even to 100 people. So then it's saying that in the case in which we talk about the shniyim on people that were secondary and they have utilized the shiare tira, which the Gra is made it to, that if the shiare tira did not cover their whole hands, they are the shniyim, not the mayim hashniyim. The secondary people can add because they're utilizing the water that's coming off of your hands, and they are shniyim. So if they were noito mishiore tahara, that if the water didn't get across their entire hands, they can be mosif additional water. That's what it's coming to say. So we have three very different issues over here in the Mishnah, depending on which Rishonim you're going according to. The halachas of this Mishnah, in terms of the Lamaisa, are very complex. We're going to continue now our understanding of the first Mishnah. Right, let's review it once again so we could see its implications lahalacha. So the Mishnah said you can use a revius for one person or even for two people. You can use double that, which is a chatziluk, maxis haluk, even for three or four people. And you can use an entire lug, even for as many people as you can fit. 5 people, 10 people, 100 people. Rabbi Yossi says, no. The least amount that the person who's going to be the last guy to use it is still has got to have a revius that is going to get over his hands. That was the first part of the machlokas that we had. And then we had the additional statement, mosifin al hashniyim ve'in mosifin al rishonim. Now you can add additional secondary water. The secondary water is coming to wipe off, rinse off the mayim harishonim, which became tmeim by their application to your yadayim, in order to make sure that that water doesn't cause any problems. We wash it off with the mayim shni. And we had a number of very important points in the beginning of the Mishnah. When it says that two people can utilize the same revius, or 4 people can utilize the same double revius, chatzimur, does that mean that you've got one person with his hands on top, another person whose hands are beneath that person's hands, and we're pouring it on both of their hands simultaneously, and that even though the water is coming off the first person's hand, which would normally make it puzzle, if it lands on the ground or something, and then something would touch it, it would be considered to be mayim tmeim, and that nonetheless, this is part of the way that Netilas Yadayim is meant for. Or does it even mean that one guy can use the first part of the revius and leave over less than a revius, and the second guy can use the remainder, and that would be the new concept called shiare tahara, that there's an idea of anything that was left over from an act of Netilas Yadayim is called the leftover of that which was meant for tahara in the first place, and it continues to be usable. Maybe that's what it would mean. So that is one machlokas. The other machlokas that we had is the question of whether the mayim that we're referring to over here is the mayim rishonim. So that would mean that when you come to do Netilas Yadayim, you don't necessarily need to put a revius of water. You need to cover your whole hand. And what the whole hand is the machlokas, whether it means all the way up to your wrist or up to your knuckles. For truma, definitely means all the way up to your wrist. And whether it's referring, as the Rambam learns, only to the mayim hashniyim, but you always have to have a revius for mayim rishonim, and he doesn't buy into this concept of shiore tahara for the mayim harishonim at all. And then the second issue, which is, can you add additional water that the Mishnah brings? Well, if it's the secondary water and you're just using your secondary water to wash off the first water and you left a little bit of that water on, you can still come back and bring more water and wash it off. But if it's the first water has to be there all at once. You can't pour some of the water on your hands and then see there's places that the water didn't get to and add additional water. That you cannot do. So that would be even on the Mayim HaRishonim, but you can do the Mayim Shni. So now let's take a look at the way that this Mishnah is brought by Halacha, so that we can see the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskins about all of these different issues that we've spoken about. But here's the way that he puts it. Tzarich shiyehei b'mayim revi'it. You got to have a revi'it of water in order to do Netilas Yadayim. But that is only for one individual. Hani mile le'echad. So whether you're using that for both of your hands or you're using it just for one hand, one revius is enough, even for two hands. But what about two people? Shnayim shebo litolt echad. Two people come to do netilat yadayim at the same time, one under the other. Then the second guy, whose hands are underneath, the acharon, eino tzarich, he doesn't need to have the full revius. He does need the water to be put around his entire hand, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. Dafka kishiyagiva mayim al yadav saviv kol shiura netila shebiyada. But it doesn't have to be a revius because it started with the revius. And therefore, the second one doesn't need, even afilu bezeh acherzeh, it doesn't matter whether they're both under the water at the same time or whether the second guy put his hands underneath the other guy's hands, even though the water had started to fall on his hands alone, that doesn't matter. And if you've got somebody else that's pouring on your hands, and now the second guy comes along and he puts his two hands underneath the other guy's hands, samuch liyad harishon, v'kiluach yored al yado shel rishon, ule yado shel sheni, simultaneously shelamata mimeno, both of them are metayer, both of their yadayim, from one revius, and another guy pours that revius on four separate hands. That would be fine. Why is that? Even though by the time they get to the water, gets to the second guy's hands underneath, he doesn't get the benefit of a full revius. So why is it okay? Now, that was one approach to our Mishnah. And as we said when we learned the Mishnah, not everybody agrees to that approach, that it needs to be talking about where your hands are underneath the other guy's hands. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch now moves on to the other approach. The Yesh Matirin, now some say that this halacha is even true, afilu kishen notlin zeh achar zeh. So even in the case where one is coming to pick up the cup with whatever water is left after one guy finished doing the tilas yadayim. Now, it's very strange to read Yesh Matirin when this is actually the way the Tur Paskins, and it's the way that the Rosh learned the Mishnah, and basically Rashi understands it this way, Tosfos understands it this way, it's brought this way by so many Poskim, including the Rosh on the Mishnah, and including the Smag LaHalacha, and nonetheless, he brings it as a Yesh Omrim, which is rather shocking. I mean, this is really most of the Shitas over here actually seem to hold this. So why is he saying that it's only a Yesh Omrim? So one of the ways of understanding why he calls it only a Yesh Omrim, with a little bit of pushing on my part, is because Lemaisa, the Rambam, remember, disagrees with this entire idea. And the Rambam holds, you always need a revius. And there's never a time that you can get along with a concept of Shiorei Taira. Because this concept of Shiorei Taira only is a reference to Mayim Ashniim. There's no way that the first water that's coming for your Netilas Yadayim could be less than a revius. That's outrageous. Never heard of such a thing. The Mishnah is talking about the Mayim Shniim only. So if you put together the Das of the Rambam, together with those who may argue and believe that there is a concept of Shiorei Taira, but nonetheless say that, of course, that doesn't mean that you could go one after the other. The water has to be poured on you simultaneously on the two people. And the Rajba holds that, the Ravid holds that, the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that, the Ramban holds that. So if you put that together with the Rambam, then it means that, look, the overwhelming majority of the major Poskim, even though it may not be the overwhelming majority of the Mefarshei HaMishnah, which is certainly Rashi and the Rosh and the Rash, but nonetheless, the Poskim essentially hold that Shiore Tyra, if there is such a concept at all on the Mayim Rishonim, it's only a concept of where it's coming simultaneously on everybody's hands, and not where you have leftovers of less than a revius in a container that are not going to be able to be put on one guy's hand from a revius. Now, as the Bir Halacha explains, the truth is that the whole halacha is so weird to say it in this way, because look, if you're talking about a revius, I mean, a revius is a tiny amount of water, because the real shear of a revius, especially with the way that the recent findings of the coins that the Rambam was referring to reduce even the shear of Reb Chaim Noah to like a very tiny shear. And like, you know, 80 milliliters, whatever. These are things, I mean, what people were talking about, 3 ounces, that's a lot, even, for a revius in modern terms. So, and even if it's double that as the Chazon Ish, it's still not a lot of water. Now, you're going to tell me that this revius, as Shiure Tyra, one guy went ahead and he poured it over his hands, and now it covered his whole hands, remember, right? Had to cover his whole hands. Two hands. That revius covered his whole hands from his fingertips all the way up to his wrist. According to those shittas who hold that it has to be the wrist. And we were talking about this halacha, even the gabi truma, which for sure has to be your wrist. How the heck can that possibly be done? And basically, this, the Bir Halacha brings as a practical question that was raised by some of the early Achrenim, about how is it possible? I mean, we're talking over here. The main point of the Mishnah was talking about Truma. And nonetheless, the shear, even though it would be Adap Peret, has got to cover every last part of your hand. And now you're going to tell me that this can be done with a half a revius that's left? And what, if you have a whole lug, it's going to be done for 100 people? And it's a joke. I don't understand what you're talking about. It's simply not a possibility. So where would we ever get such a concept, Bichla? Doesn't make sense. At least if you're ready to say that it's not one after the other and that it's being poured at one time, you could say you somehow manipulate your hand in such a way that they're close enough together and the water covers all of these people at the same time. But you can see, while there are strong logistical reasons for learning that Shiore Tyra means only people that have one after the other. And what would be the svara of these people? Because all the shoshi hitchila chod litomi amaya vehemre v'it gam l'sheni ze olin mipnei shabo mi Shiore Tyra ve'al derech ze not bin michatzi lug l'shlosha l'arba'a Umiluk shalem lebnei adash, afil kama bnei adam, with one condition. Kol zman shemaspikim ha-mayim, lishpoch ha-kol echad al yadav. There's got to be enough water left, which is unbelievable, to pour three times, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why does he say three times? There's no din of three times for the Tilas Yadayim, is there? Yes, there is. Remember, we explained that if your hands are dirty, the same revius can be used for that first semi-natila, which is there to pour on any mud that's on your fingers. And you're still considered, again, because this is all the way that the Rabbanan defined this year of their gezerah, their takana of natilas yadayim, that one revius is given for all of the three needs. And that therefore, you're going to need to use this water three times on your hand. And you're saying that's okay, as long as it covers your old hand. And yecholim laniach arba v'chamisha yedeim ze betzad ze, ze agav ze, v'litol ke'achat. As long as their hands are loose enough that the water goes around everybody's hand. So this is our understanding here, lahalacha. And as we're going to see, in practical terms, the Rambam is not only the way to go. The Rambam is actually even more than the Rambam himself suggests. And that's because the din of Shiure Tara or whether it's just the din of the Revi'is and the Rambam doesn't hold the Shiuri Tara, is a halacha that is based on the possibility of the water becoming tame. But the thing is that the Gezerah of the Tilos Yadayim means that the water that achieves Tara through a Revi'is is not going to be metame. And therefore, if you pour a Revi'is of water on one hand, you don't need Mayim Shniyim at all. Because a Revi'is, that is the Shir Miyuchat for the Tilos Yadayim, is part of the Takana, never Mekabel Tuma. That's part of the din of the Tilos Yadayim. So if you use the entire Revi'is on your hand, you will not need an Atilah Shniyah, and you will not need to worry about many of the issues that are coming up about an Atilah, which is, do your hands need to be dry? Might the water, you know, you have to hold your hands up because the water might come down from parts of the hand that was metame the water. All kinds of issues like that, which we're going to get into later, they would not apply if you use the Revi'is on that hand in the first place. And therefore, for sure, the way to go is to use a netila of a complete Revi'is on each one of your hands, which avoids a lot of agmas nefesh in the dinim of the Tilos Yadayim that we'll speak about coming up. So that's so far our halakha portion of the first Mishnah of Netilat Yadayim, Bezrat Hashem, to be continued. All right, everyone, it's been a fun and lamaisa day, whether it's from the wilds of the Harife de Pumbedisa and new visions of systems of Pigal and infections of Pigal, or whether it's the Dinim of Metilas Yadayim, in which Richie finally gets it right. It's been a wonderful day. Looking forward to seeing you all, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Bisurot Tovot to all.